I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1050, Little Things. It's easy to rubberneck looking at someone else's life and falsely believe that, man, they've got it made and my life really stinks. We envy, we covet the life of another, all the while squandering the life that God has given us to enjoy. Real love, lasting joy, and true peace does not come in the big moments of life, but in the little things, and they're available to all of us. G. Curtis Jones wrote, "Little things. Most of us miss out on life's big prizes, the Pulitzer, the Nobel, Oscars, Tonys, Emmys, but we're all eligible for life's small pleasures, a pat on the back, a kiss behind the ear, a 4-pound bass, a full moon, an empty parking space, a crackling fire, a great meal, a glorious sunset, hot soup. Don't fret about copying life's grand awards. Enjoy its tiny delights. There are plenty for all of us." I love that. Find your joy in the little things of life today. This podcast is about love, loving God and loving others. And if we're not content, and if we're envious and jealous and covetous, well, love's not going to come easy. You know, even in the negative book of Ecclesiastes, we do have some sage advice. In the midst of all the vanity, all is vanity talk, the preacher writes in Ecclesiastes 8:15, "And I commend joy, for man has nothing better under the sun but to eat and drink and be joyful. For this will go with him in his toil through all of his days that God has given him under the sun." I think my paraphrase would be, even when life's hard, there's joy to be found in the little things. Thomas Rhett sings a song called "Die a Happy Man." And in the song, he sings about all the things that he may not get to do. He says, "I may not get to see the Northern Lights or see the Eiffel Tower or have a vacation at a fancy destination or build a mansion in Georgia or drive a sports car up the coast of California." But his tagline is this: "Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man." He was singing about his wife, but we can also say the same thing about our Lord. "Lord, if my hand is in your hand, then I can die a happy man or woman." The Bible Knowledge Commentary nails it. It says this: contentment. Contentment is the internal satisfaction which does not demand change in external circumstances. Did you hear that? Internal satisfaction which does not demand change in external circumstances. And we see it in all kinds of places, like Hebrews 13:5, or places like 1 Timothy 6, that talks about godliness with contentment is great gain. A contented person is someone who enjoys the scenery along the detours. You know, until you make peace with who you are, you'll never be content with what you have. Here's the great question. Would your thoughts, worries, spending, praying indicate to others that you're a contented person? Let's pray this prayer by Austin D. Hill. Loving Father, you promise the most amazing things. You give us an inheritance. You adopt us as your sons and daughters. You say that you will never leave us or forsake us. You say that nothing can separate us from your love. So why isn't that enough? Why do we look elsewhere for our self-worth and contentment? Why can't we trust you at your word? Please help us see ourselves as you do today. We approach you in gratitude, confident of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1052. And in the meantime, I love this perspective. Better a small house with happiness than a big house with misery. At least that's the way it should be. Many people today pursue stuff that is bigger and better than pop pills for the misery that it brings. Contentment is being just as happy driving that Mercedes as you would if you had a jalopy from college. In both cases, you've got a ride. Contentment is taking as much pleasure in that big $600,000 house as you would a 2-bedroom apartment. In both cases, you have a roof over your head. Contentment is appreciating the T-bone steak as much as you would a hot dog. In both cases, you're not starving. Contentment is being just as satisfied with a designer outfit as you would an outfit from a thrift store. In both cases, you have clothes on your back and you're not naked. Contentment is realizing that God has met your needs. Today, podcast family, really, 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 really enjoy the little things.